True crime today.
This is the ongoing story of a small Idaho town and its residents, a tightly knit community that hasn't seen a murder since 2015, an environment where one thought they could feel safe and secure until a quadruple homicide stole the lives of four young souls on a mid-November evening, leaving far more questions than answers. Where will the investigation lead, and how do we get there? This is the University of Idaho Murders podcast. Four killed for what?
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts as not to miss any breaking updates or discussions that we have for you here. As we enter the holidays, seems it was just the last holiday that the family was without their loved ones over Thanksgiving break. And now we are fast approaching and entering into the Christmas holiday. I think any of us who followed this closely and have humanity, our hearts break for those families and what they're going through, especially at a time like this where it should be filled with joy, laughter, the happiness of just being with your loved ones. Heck, even having arguments and disagreeing with your loved ones at this point, it probably is something that they would give anything to have those moments of again. So our hearts go out to those families that are missing their loved ones this Christmas. Today, we're going to take a listen to some audio that came out last night. Reporter Brian Enten of News Nation had a conversation with Police Chief James Fry. We're going to dissect parts of that on today's episode and discuss where the case is at. Before we do that, though, I want to kind of make an observation. It feels to me, just as an observer off here on this side, there's almost two camps of people who are viewing this, aside from obviously the general public and the family, who are most importantly and most certainly and personally devastated by all of this. But the general outside view in the public, I'd say almost goes into two camps, both, I think, with the same mission, but both on two kind of different sides of belief, if you will, on where the investigation is going. On the one side, you have a group of people that says, well, of course the police aren't going to say anything. Of course the investigators aren't going to say anything because they have to keep it close to the vest in order to not compromise the investigation, which is completely true of any investigation that's out there. I think that and many stick with that and say, I'm sure they have stuff. They must have stuff. Don't they have stuff? And the other side is saying, yeah, I agree, but it appears they don't have anything. And it appears from the outside that there have been so many missteps in this investigation. And yes, it's easy to be the Monday morning quarterback, but just looking at what has gone on over the last 7 weeks, there have been missteps. I think anyone would look at that and say, yeah, I mean, this should have been done better. This should have been done at that time, but it doesn't do anything to make the investigation proceed any faster. It's just observations, but people raising their hands and saying, hey guys, we see some of these missteps over here. Let's try and turn the train around. Let's try and get it back on the track a little bit. And then people do get defensive when you point out missteps. But at the end, everyone I think needs to understand everyone's on the same team here. Everybody wants this to be solved. Everybody wants there to be information that we don't know about, that hopefully they are getting closer. People throw the word psyops out there, and I don't know if that's what's going on or not. When we look at some of the missteps that have occurred, from being very late to get video footage to certain handling of pieces of evidence, and those things happen. There is never going to be a case where everything goes 100% perfect. So there needs to be some grace there, I believe, but at the same point, accountability being held. And accountability, when one realizes, you know, yeah, we could have improved something here or there, there's nothing that will continue to divide people and continue to make people question the competency of an investigation than someone blatantly denying that there had been anything that was improvable. In the conversation that was had last night between Brian Enten of News Nation and Police Chief James Fry, Brian asked, is he getting any closer to finding the killer or killers? This is what Police Chief James Fry had to say.
You know, we're continuing the investigation. We're continuing to push on. We have, like I said from the very beginning, I'm very confident that we will have a conclusion to this. A timeline, you know, that's going to be as things develop, and we're following up on all those leads.
The answer I think most of us kind of expected, quite honestly. He's being very generic, very broad. And this is where I think a lot of the questioning comes in. And he may be sitting on something amazing and they may be ready to pounce. That's what we're talking about, the camps. One camp wants to believe. And the others are going, he's speaking this way because they have nothing at this moment in time. And earlier on, maybe they should have done this again. Monday morning quarterbacking it. But at the same point, it doesn't change anything in the investigation. But I agree, raising a hand and saying, why wasn't this done? The belief and the mindset behind that is to hopefully prevent further missteps, prevent further things, and maybe a little more thinking going into every move that's made and considering the pros and the cons. The White Elantra information, they knew very early on, but waited a long time before putting that to the public. Had you put a call out for the public to search for that early on, again, we're Monday morning quarterbacking it, you likely could have had a much higher chance of someone seeing that vehicle as opposed to now 22,000 Elantras and saying, if you see a White Elantra that looks suspicious, say something. It's one of the most widely driven cars in the United States. Interview continues on with Brian and Police Chief James Fry. Brian asking, are they any closer to zeroing in on a person or persons in this case?
Like we've said through the whole investigation, there's things we have to keep for the integrity of the case, and we're going to continue with that. We are interviewing a lot of people and we're gathering a lot of information and we're putting that puzzle together and, you know, we're painting a picture and we're trying to put that all together.
Pretty much what everyone is doing. Obviously they have resources and information, hopefully, that we are unaware of, and pieces and things on that palette of the painting that puts a more solid picture together for them than the families and the general public are seeing at this time. Brian continued on with his questioning on News Nation the other night with this follow-up.
I've sort of thought about this, Chief. You know, the fact that you've got so many resources there in the FBI and technology and you know, the resources from, you know, from the feds, should we assume that this was almost someone like almost like a professional who knew what they were doing? Because it seems like if this was just some college kid, surely that person would have been tracked down by now.
So I think there's some misconception out there with how we operate here in Moscow. We've called in ATF in the past. We've called in the FBI in the past on many of these big cases because they have resources that we don't. And we want to have the best investigators there. That's why we call in the state police from the very beginning of these as well. So we've always done those type of investigations with the help of our federal partners as well as our state partners.
6 weeks in now, though, and still no concrete clues in the Idaho state murders. They've called in the other resources, which is great, and that's wonderful that they're there. Moscow police still taking the lead on this, as he stated just the other day, which a lot of people, that was the issue. That was the thought process, was why hasn't the lead on this been turned over to a federal authority like the FBI or something of that nature? And we've talked to many experts this week on the topic, including former federal officials, who also have that same question. Why is it still the lead there? And the general consensus being they're in over their heads. And I would say a very fair question to be asking. It's one that Steve Gonsalves has been asking quite frequently about the first 48 hours. Were things done correctly? Were things done right? When we retrospectively look at this, is Police Chief James Fry happy with how things went in the first 48 hours? Was everything done correctly? That's what Brian Enten asked Police Chief James Fry on News Nation just the other night. This is the response.
I do think they were handled properly. We secured the scene quickly. We called in the state police. We did our due diligence in getting the things that we needed to do to, have this be a solid case all the way through. We called in the state lab to collect evidence. And I believe that it was the initial stuff that we started and how we did things that will help bring this to a conclusion.
And that right there is where I think he loses a lot of people. And that's where I think Steve Gonsalves, in my opinion, gets angry. Someone would see this. Someone would hear that. If I were a father in this situation, I think I'd be very angry, because it reflects a level of, we're doing everything good. Any criticism we have is not accurate and wrong, and we won't even recognize it. We're in a place in time now where the general public just doesn't accept everything at face value. And they don't accept someone coming out giving the generic, we're doing good, this is great, everything is fine, we're doing everything right, we always have done everything right, and everyone is wrong who says otherwise. That's not really how society works. It may be how investigations still work, and how the authorities communicate to the public. And that's a whole other conversation for a whole other show of ways that that could be improved to gain the general public's trust a bit more in all sorts of ways. But it sounds, and I think feels, very tone deaf to many when so many are just saying, hey, we know there's been some things, but can you assure us that things are on track? And with that also comes admitting there were, some things we wish we had the resources to do. Not guns blazing, everything was great, everything was wonderful, and that's what's going to help us in the end. Because the reality is it wasn't. There was so much footage that was not collected nearby the crime scene. There was nobody looking for footage of vehicles exiting the town, which one would think, maybe that would be something. If someone's going to flee, maybe they're going to leave. There's been a lot. There's more than that. Accountability and recognizing that things can be improved is the main thing many, I believe, are asking for with this department. When asked by Brian Enten of News Nation, should the public be worried? Should the students be worried when they return to classes on January 11th, is this someone who could still be there, or are they long gone?
We're not disclosing any of that, but there's some of that we just don't know at this point. We're still trying to put everything together. We've said all along that we need people to be vigilant. We need people to pay attention, because we're not sure exactly where the individual is.
There is so much that is said in this interview that is not said out loud, and that really kind of, I think, comes in terms of the answers to the question, where one question, we're confident, we're on track, there's things that we can't disclose, and then the next question pretty much shows we have no idea. Without even saying it, the contradictions kind of back and forth, it would make one feel not so secure. Would you feel secure sending your child back to that school? And it's not the police's fault. I'm not saying that, but I don't think I'd have a whole lot of confidence if the public statement is, we don't know. We just don't know. If I don't know, then I'm going to take my precautions. But again, what do you expect him to say if they don't know? Anger, I think, builds sometimes more so just on the reality of, we don't know the answer to this. And then the messenger ends up taking the brunt of that anger. And in this case, Police Chief James Fry. Brian finished out his interview asking James Fry about how the police, how the officers are doing in Moscow right now?
You know, I think we're doing well. Actually, you know, we're very committed. We're committed to this. We've said all along that we will push through. And, you know, we're giving people time off as needed and giving them a break and getting them back. But we're keeping people healthy, and we're going to continue to push on this. We're committed to this.
And that's where we're going to wrap up today's edition of the show. Audio tonight from Brian Anton's Twitter page and News Nation. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any updates on this case, breaking updates and discussions as we have them. We greatly appreciate them. Until next time, for all of us here at True Crime Today and the podcast University of Idaho Murders, Four Killed for What? Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.